Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A substantial amount of cryptocurrencies, FTX's assets, are either missing or stolen. A lawyer for the failed company said in court, Tuesday's hearing is exposing FTX's bankruptcy case as its new leaders begin chasing down whatever assets they can find. Daniel Roberts on Fox Business is the editor-in-chief at Decrypt.
$8 or $9 billion in the hole in terms of customer withdrawals that are owed. The damage here might be more. A lot of funds that are just missing, vanished. There's been accusations of a backdoor between FTX and Alameda. That was Sam Bankman-Fried's other company. Hilariously, in a tweet, he said that was just incorrect internal labeling.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones must pay the full $49 million a jury awarded the parents of a Sandy Hook school shooting victim. A Texas judge ruled overnight. Mr. Jones claimed the shooting was staged. The amount is much higher than the maximum set by Texas law that limits punitive damages to $750,000 per plaintiff. After President Biden claimed victory for resolving the railroad labor dispute earlier this year, the truth is it's not resolved. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has an update.
Railroad unions and management are heading back to the bargaining table in an effort to head off a national strike in December. The Biden administration had praised a tentative deal in September to resolve disputes about pay and working conditions. Texas Republican Congressman Beth Van Dune says this issue is bigger than most people realize.
It's something totally different when you think about the number of products that go on rail, including liquid natural gas and things like chlorine that help with all of our water supplies. This is a national security issue, not just a Christmas gift issue.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
At least six people were killed in a mass shooting Tuesday night inside a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, and the shooter is also dead. City officials said early Wednesday, officers responded to the store less than an hour before closing time. Chesapeake Police Public Information Officer Leo Kaczynski.
So at 10:12 p.m., our emergency dispatch center received a call for a shooting that occurred here at the Walmart here on Sam Circle. So we respond initially. We found, as soon as we get here, we find basic evidence that a shooting had occurred. Yeah. What was actively going on? So we responded in an active shooter fashion. We're trained for that.
After Amazon announced this week they were laying off roughly 10,000 jobs, another tech company is planning large layoffs. Victoria Idoni reports from the nation's capital.
In the latest in a wave of layoffs that has hit the tech industry, HP says it will eliminate 4,000 to 6,000 jobs, roughly 12% of its workforce, through the end of 2025. The computer maker projects that the cuts will save an annualized $1.4 billion. Executives say a pullback in demand for personal computers continues to pressure HP's bottom line, and they're not optimistic that'll change in 2023.
On this day in 1936, the first issue of the pictorial magazine Life is published, featuring a cover photo of the Fort Peck Dam spillway. It's also Billy the Kid's birthday from 1859. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's hump day. Happy hump day to you. Bill Martinez here, day before the big day, and already hearts and minds are preparing for a day of thankfulness, a unique time, like no other country on the planet. Is there a date set aside by presidential proclamation? Abraham Lincoln did that, if you recall, to have a day of thankfulness, a day, a contemplative day to where we can pause and consider the blessings of God Almighty. And I think it's quite ironic as we go into the season, of course, which will culminate with Christmas and the arrival of the King of Kings and the true Lord of Lords. We have, our current government debating the definition of marriage. Are you ready for this? I mean, it's not enough that we've got over 80. I'm in California right now. I think in some universities, like 90 gender options. It's not enough of that. It's not enough that the Democratic Party says, oh, we don't need God. You know, we're going to take God out of our platform. It's not enough that we're killing our babies, selling their baby parts, and arresting the people who are blowing, calling an alert for people that are breaking the law. They go to jail, and the other people who break the law don't. I mean, it's an upside-down world in which we live in. And now we've got these elites that are, you know, saying, okay, we know better than God himself. And we know we're going to redefine marriage. Are you ready for that? Rick Manning is with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy Thanksgiving, Bill.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. So figure this out. What is going on with the senators who are dealing? And in fact, of all people, I mean, you got 12 Republican senators who are siding with Chuck Schumer and the Democrats for the redefinition of marriage.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. There are 12 Republican senators who voted for cloture, the initial cloture vote on this redefinition of marriage. It also provides, let me tell you what this bill actually does. You know, we might seem benign, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It allows somebody who is, it essentially makes it so you have to bake the cake for somebody's marriage that you don't biblically, don't morally believe is anything but a sinful act and a celebration of sinfulness. If somebody, any kind of, you are that, you are essentially put, if somebody's having a transitioning party, you would have to provide the music. You'd have to provide the, and if you didn't, you could be sued in federal court under this law. And you would be presumed to be violating that person's civil rights. This is absolute insanity. We've gone from the point of saying, oh, gee, I don't want anybody to, you know, I want the government in my bedroom, to saying, I want to force people to participate in my bedroom acts.
Exactly.
It is insane. And no. 12 Republicans voted for this. It is, you can trust nobody on this issue because we're in a lame duck session and most of these senators are, at best, they're 2 years away from another election. Four or five of them are on, are essentially leaving the Senate, so they don't have, they don't really care. So we have a responsibility to contact the Senate, and no matter who your senator is, no matter whether they're a Democrat, Republican, you need to contact them and say, and urge them to vote against this bill that would, basically, criminalize, religious objection to gay marriage and to celebrating gay marriage and transitioning as transsexuals. It puts any rational discussion of this into the realm of you being presumed to be engaged in hate speech.
Yeah, if you have any contrarian view whatsoever. And the deal is I mean, and again, the Democrats, they know how to lay this out, Rick. You know, they say the Respect for Marriage Act. Respect for it. It's the Disrespect for Marriage Act. And the thing is, what's more, what people don't understand here, it's much more nefarious than just baking a cake or playing music or, you know, going into somebody. I mean, this is a disassembling of our right to worship God and believe in God as we would want. They, the Democrats, the power mongers right now, want to make sure that God is not only out of everything, out of the marketplace, out of the public square, out of the culture altogether, because they know, you know, and history has pointed this out time and time again, when you neuter people's faith, then it, they're a little bit easier and malleable to go along with you. As Ronald Reagan said, a nation that finds itself no longer under God is a nation gone under. I mean, this is the infrastructure of our Constitution. Everything about our religious freedoms are all on the line here. It is much more nefarious. This is why you need to know who these 12 Republican senators are. You got Roy Blunt, you got Richard Burr, Shelley Moore Capito, Susan Collins, Joni Ernst. Joni Ernst surprises me on that one. Cynthia Loomis, Lisa Murkowski, Rob Portman, Mitt Romney, of course, Mushy Mitt, Dan Sullivan, Tom Tillis, and Todd Young. These are the 12, but as Rick says, whether it's these 12 or, you know, happen to be your representative, you need to be on the phone and make sure that your voice is counted and that that your senator, your representing senator, gets the message. Also, reinforce for your senator, even if he's not on this list, that he would have the courage or she would have the courage to stand for marriage and to send this, you know, this so-called Respect for Marriage Act. I mean, this is, you know, again, this is a word salad to lead us to believe a false narrative. This is disinformation, once again brought to you by the Democratic Party, Rick Manning.
Absolutely true. And it's what has to happen is there's going to be next week, when they get back from Thanksgiving break, the Senate will vote on some amendments to this bill. And then they will vote on a, you know, a second time to invoke cloture. The shell of the bill has already passed the House. So whatever passes the Senate will pass the House and will be signed by the, by Biden. So what we have is a one shot to stop this. This bill was brought up in September, of this year. It only got 53 Republican, 53 votes for cloture, 53 or 54. And Kyrsten Sinema, who's a prime supporter of the bill, has been pushing it, went off and said something very simple. She said, let's not have a final vote until the lame duck, because I believe many of these Republicans will vote with me when they're not facing the voters, but they won't vote with me when they are. And so what we see is there's a shift of people who said, well, I couldn't vote with you, but now I can. And it's up to you now, the people, to tell those Republicans that you, that this is a direct attack on your ability to express your religious beliefs and a violation of the First Amendment, and just not let them, hear anything but their phone ringing for the next few years.
Exactly. Rick, you're exactly right. We've got to shine a light on this lame duck Congress, because this is when it gets dangerous, when things are passed because of this lame duck mentality. I mean, the idea that it's lame duck should tell you what kind of legislation would get passed, right? About as lame as a duck, I guess.
It's a time where all sorts of mischief occurs because a lot of the voters are no longer facing election.
Well, there you go. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Rick Manning. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm on the West Coast right now in California. As I was coming here, I was looking forward to, you know, paying $7 a gallon of gas. I was very fortunate. I mean, the gas prices here, Rick, they're running the full spectrum. I went to Costco, you know, as a member, and I think I paid I paid under $5, which I felt pretty good. But, you know, as I drive around, here in Southern California. I mean, it's $5.50. I haven't seen $7 yet. I'm sure if I went to the Bay Area, I'd probably run into it. But here and around Southern California, have not seen that. But it's just incredible. You know, you and I were talking off air about about really fixing our hearts and our minds on what Thanksgiving is all about. And I thought it might be appropriate to read Proclamation 118, the Thanksgiving Day, 1864, from the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. He says a proclamation. It has pleased Almighty God to prolong our national life another year, defending us with his guardian care against unfriendly designs from abroad, and vouchsafing to us in his mercy many and signal victories over the enemy, who is of our own household. It's also pleased our Heavenly Father to favor as well our citizens in their homes, as our soldiers in their camps, and our sailors on the rivers and seas. With unusual health, he has largely augmented our free population by emancipation and by immigration, while he has opened to us new sources of wealth, has crowned the labor of our working men in every department of industry with abundant rewards. Moreover, he's been pleased to animate and inspire our minds and hearts with fortitude, courage, and resolution sufficient for the great trial of civil war into which we have been brought by our adherence as a nation to the cause of freedom and humanity, and to afford to us reasonable hopes of an ultimate and happy deliverance from all dangers and afflictions. Now, therefore, I, Abraham Lincoln, President of the United States, do hereby appoint and set apart the last Thursday in November next as a day which I desire to be observed by all fellow citizens, wherever they may then be, as a day of thanksgiving and praise to Almighty God, the beneficent creator and ruler of the universe. It goes on from there, but you get the substance. And as you were saying, Rick, that should be our focus, beyond politics, beyond everything else, you know, and as the president laid out, I mean, he laid out the specific blessings that the country was receiving at a period of time when the Civil War was being engaged, right?
Yeah, I mean, if there was ever a time in our nation when you could look around and you could say, well, not unlike today, where you say, what's going on? Everything's gone haywire. Has God forsaken us? It would have been then. And the truth is, Abraham Lincoln set aside a day to give thanks, to recognize how the blessings that the country has received and the hope for the future. And it's a, and today we see ourselves in this day of thanks as kind of morphed into a day when we engorge ourselves on turkey. Mm-hmm. We, you know, sit in front of a TV watching, NFL football games for, you know, 10 hours straight. It's a day when, family may come over, but you rather than playing board games or kind of just sitting and talking and getting reacquainted, we run around and you're worried about cleaning the dishes up and you're trying whether the turkey was too dry. You worry about everything but counting the little blessings that are running around and causing havoc all around you. And
exactly.
It's really supposed to be a day when you hit your knees.
Right.
And don't worry about the turkey. If the turkey's too dry, the turkey's too dry. People, you know, it doesn't matter.
That's why you have gravy, Rick. That's why God gave us gravy.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
All you need, and of course, my wife's turkey is never too dry. She's great. But from a practical perspective, it's a day when you're supposed to gather those little ones, gather the big ones who've grown up, put your arms around them, and thank God for them. Thank God for those blessings. Thank God for the abundance around you. Thank God for the ability to praise God publicly.
Yes.
Thank God for having a country that, with all of its faults and all the fights, still is a country where we have at least are able to talk to God and to praise God and to tell other people about God.
Yes.
Don't, you know, we focus so often on our wants and our needs. We focus on the troubles. And certainly there's nothing wrong with that. And certainly, you know, and every family has heartache that occurs during the course of the year. You know, everybody has losses that they've had during the course of the year, whether it be financial, job, career, or, you know, death of a loved one or injury of a loved one through sickness. All of those things, we all have that. But ultimately, we still have the breath that we breathe to be able to bring glory to God for everything that he does and for creating us. Mm-hmm. And putting us into this situation where even in your most dire circumstance, a vast, vast, vast majority of Americans are, to the rest of the world, are the 1%.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. So hit your knees tomorrow. Don't let the turn the sound down on the NFL game. I mean, who cares what happens to the Detroit Lions? turn the sound down on the football game. And just spend some time with your family, whether it's on the phone, Zoom, however you, or in person. Spend some time with your family, just praising God for the blessing of providing them. To get back to basics time.
Yeah. And I think also, you know, as you say, Rick, take the time. I mean, here we'll spend 3 hours watching a football game, but how long will you spend thanking God and thanking the people around you for a great year, what they've contributed to your life? You know, I had a conversation with Dr. Alveda King yesterday. She's so sweet and she's been such a dear mm-hmm. friend. And she says what they do is they make a list of 50 things, Rick. And it was interesting. 50 things to be thankful for. I mean, you can't come up with something like that just right off the top of your head. I mean, you got to really think about it. You've got to, you know, write it down. And it really confirms in your heart and mind these beneficent blessings, you know, that come from God, that come from one another. Because the one thing about people of faith is that it's a vertical relationship to God. It's horizontal to man. And so when you consider both those aspects, you know, you can get to 50. I found you can get to 50 pretty quick, but it takes some consideration as opposed to saying, all right, thank you, Lord, for the food. That's great. Let's eat. You know, it's really a time to be specific and point out, you know, as the president, Abraham Lincoln, set the example. He laid out specific, you know, specific things to be grateful for and to thank God for. And I would challenge all of us to, as you say, you know, whether you want to turn the TV down or just turn it off altogether, and really honor this day, and you know, to where, hey, you're coming before Almighty God, a holy and awesome God that we, you know, deserves our respect and honor. And we should do whatever it takes, because I will guarantee you, Rick, and I know you've known this and you've experienced this yourself, when you honor God, he honors you. And and I would hope and pray that this would be the best Thanksgiving you've ever had.
Amen. I'll just add one thing. The practical reason to make a list of your blessings, and if you can't get to 50, get to 10, get to 20, mm-hmm. get to 25, add to it through the course of the year. The reason to make a list of your blessings is because we're afflicted nonstop with all the things that make us mad, all the insults, all the things that mm-hmm. are attacks on our ability to move forward in a positive way. We're attacked by, whether it's through self-doubt or through attacks and, you know, just somebody cutting you off on the freeway. There's all those things that happen, and we can focus on the negative, but when you have your blessings, you're counting your blessings and you're writing them down and you're focusing on your blessings, not just on Thursday, not just on Thanksgiving, but throughout the year, it puts things in perspective.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Things around you.
Rick Manning, happy Thanksgiving.
The holidays are here, and Office Depot is helping business owners, home office workers, teachers, parents, and students finish the year strong. Save all holiday season long on tech, furniture, and supplies, and take advantage of an industry-leading 20-minute in-store and curbside pickup service. Clients with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership can save up to 50% on select items during a Rewards Member Appreciation event from November 13th through November 19th. Whether shoppers are looking for gifts, setting up workspaces, or upgrading classrooms, now is the time to save big at Office Depot with deals on top brands through the end of the year. Black Friday deals will be available online starting at 12:01 a.m. Thanksgiving Day and in stores on Black Friday during normal store hours. And during Cyber Monday and Cyber Week, clients can shop markdowns on the latest tech, furniture, and more all week long. Same-day delivery is also available for qualifying orders. Visit OfficeDepot.com or an Office Depot or Office Max store to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A substantial amount of cryptocurrency's FTX assets are either missing or stolen, a lawyer for the failed company said in court. Tuesday's hearing is exposing FTX's bankruptcy case as its new leaders begin chasing down whatever assets they can find. Daniel Roberts on Fox Business is editor-in-chief of Decrypt.
So $8 or $9 billion in the hole and less than $1 billion in actual liquid assets.
Yeah.
So right now, if you want that big money figure, $8 or $9 or $10 billion, but it could become much more. You've got so much contagion here with other companies and firms that had invested in FTX or that FTX had invested.
At least six people were killed in a mass shooting Tuesday night inside a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, and the shooter is also dead, city officials said early Wednesday morning. Layoffs have been announced at Hewlett-Packard, numbering in the thousands. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. We got Jenny Beth Martin coming up in just a few seconds here. But first of all, I don't know if you heard this or not, but I mean, after 2 years of being maligned, accused of being, a conspiratist and canceled and, bruised at every turn possible whenever we talked about the Hunter Biden laptop, CBS finally has acknowledged 2 years later the Hunter Biden laptop is real and not Russian disinformation. I got to tell you, if we're running our country 2 years behind with information that's quite obvious and something as basic as a Hunter Biden laptop, it makes you wonder about everything else, whether it's military preparedness, whether it has anything to do with our economy. We're relying on people like, the mainstream media and others that are protecting a narrative to such a degree that we would all be dumbed down. Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now. Jenny Beth, I don't know about you, but that just, it disgusts me, frankly. And I believe that these media types, they're the ones that should be canceled. There's no apology to anybody that, we said all kinds of bad things and accused you of all kinds of awful things when you were right and we were flat out wrong.
Well, it is quite disgusting, but I also am not surprised that this is what happens. The media right now, the mainstream media, has proven to be a propaganda arm for the Biden administration and a propaganda arm for the government against Donald Trump and anyone who supports Donald Trump. And eventually the truth always seems to come out, but they are trying to do every single thing they can to disparage all of us who supported President Trump. And it's so obvious what they're doing. It's so easy to see through. So I hope people see through it. But Bill, I tell you what, the thing that's most disturbing to me about the way that the media acts, and I don't think I'm the only person in your audience who will feel this way, when I see something reported on the mainstream news now, I don't automatically trust it. I don't automatically think it's completely wrong, but I don't automatically trust it. They've lost the ability for, because they don't report, they opinionate, and then they try to make it facts. And because of that, the things that may be factual, that may be really important to people, I don't automatically trust.
No, that's an excellent point. And I think their trust level is I don't know, what, 20, 30% or something. So there's a lot of Americans that share that sentiment. The heir of Walter Cronkite is dead and gone. That's the bottom line. And they've done so much damage. I don't know what's going to do. But thank God for alternatives, you know, talk shows like ours. There's other news organizations that are coming up and that are truly independent. The challenge that we have is even with some of these cable stations that, you know, seemingly present a conservative viewpoint. The thing to watch is the common verbiage that's used from one network to the next. And when you realize there's similarity, you've got to understand there's lever pullers that are in the control rooms, that are in the editing rooms of these media outlets, and they are controlled by, you know, these silent partners that have control of the purse strings. Now, I don't want to get into a deep dive in that because it takes us away a little bit from what we need to talk about. But you got to understand, just like Jenny Beth is saying, is we're more cautious and rightfully so because we have found too often, just like with the Hunter Biden laptop, for example, that they've lied to us.
Yes, they've lied. And it happens over and over and over. And I hope that the next Congress can investigate some of what actually went on with the Hunter Biden laptop and the Hunter Biden situation. It's more than just the laptop. It is the fact that what is in the laptop is quite alarming, is indicative of crimes, and maybe not necessarily crimes, but certainly indicative of an attempt to influence the sitting vice president of the United States. So these things need to be investigated. And sadly, Bill, as you know, Jack Smith, who was just appointed
to the special counsel, bring that.
He cannot be trusted. He's the one who greenlit Lois Lerner to target Tea Party groups like Tea Party Patriots. He was willing to let the IRS violate our First Amendment rights, the right to gather, the right to petition our government for redress of grievances, the right to speak what's on our mind, and also they violated religious rights because they asked some Tea Party groups for the contents of their prayers that they prayed in their meeting to violate every bit of the First Amendment. Anyone who is okay with that cannot be trusted to actually be fair and apply the Constitution fairly when investigating a former president of the United States. He's already proven absolute he's not willing to stick to the Constitution. He's already proven that. And so I have no reason to believe he will do it in the future.
Well, and further, clarify that he is so distanced from the Constitution was the fact that SCOTUS reversed, they overturned, you know, the prosecutions on these, on most of these high profile, you know, public corruption cases that were put together by, you know, by Jack Smith. The Supreme Court unanimously overturned his efforts. So that, again, reinforces, to your point, how distanced he is, from the Constitution. And so how can he be trusted? And not to mention that, but, you know, of course, you know about his wife. She donated thousands of dollars to Democrats, including Joe Biden's presidential campaign. She also donated to Rashida Tlaib, one of the most rabid anti-Trump squad members, what, Gary Bauer reports in his newsletter. This is extreme, and we're supposed to have some sense of confidence that there's going to be fairness and impartiality here?
Exactly. We can't. There's not going to be fairness. There's not going to be impartiality, and the news media will carry the water of the special counsel. And even if they don't want to carry the water for it, we have no reason to believe they'll be truthful about it. They've proven over and over again they're willing to lie, they're willing to twist the truth, and they're willing to manipulate the facts to suit their agenda. So we're in a dark place in our country
right
now.
Well, yeah, you know, and remember, we went through two impeachment, grueling experiences brought to you by the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi et al. And look at all the lies. I mean, you know, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler were convinced that President Trump was going to be perp walked out of the Oval Office and all these lies. We spent, what, at least $70 million in counting on the Mueller investigation, and they came up with Bupkis. And that's the Mueller investigation with, what, 19 Democratic lawyers that most of them contributed to the Democratic Party, and they still could not find anything wrong with Donald Trump. And it was all based on this faux narrative that they knew going into it, brought to you by Hillary Clinton. And Hillary Clinton's off scot-free, and Donald Trump and his family are having to go through the ringer over all this, not to mention the American people and those that supported Donald Trump.
Right. And go through the ringer over and over and over and over and over again for six straight years. And,
yes.
And now it's going to continue even longer. The people who are doing this, there is a group of people, and I'm not saying necessarily that they are working together or conspiring together. They just all are doing similar things. They cannot stand the fact that President Trump became the president of the United States. They cannot get over it. And they want to punish him, and they want to punish all of us who supported him. And he's not going to back down. It will make his base support him even more. It will likely make the left hate him even more. And we will continue to be a divided country and likely be an even further divided country. And at some point, this needs to stop, but we don't have real leadership in the White House, so I have no reason to believe it will stop.
Exactly. Well, just like they went after the Tea Party patriots, and of course, you know, you were there from the start and endured all this along with the rest of America. And, you know, we're fed up with these attacks, and especially after everything is all said and done. I mean, what? You got people involved in our government, everyday citizens that wanted to be a part of the solution and to hold our government accountable. Oh, yeah, it's right there in the Constitution. I guess that's a problem. Anything that has to do with the Constitution is a problem with those on the left. But we must continue to boldly move forward and be courageous to save this country and to preserve our liberties. Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making it easy for all families to access healthy, delicious, and affordable groceries this holiday season. SNAP recipients can register their EBT card on Amazon to order SNAP-eligible groceries online for delivery. Customers can use SNAP benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items like chicken broth, pasta, beans, and rice. And savor the season with baking mixes, graham cracker crust perfect for that holiday pie, and cooking and baking staples. Plus, fresh vegetables, fruits, proteins, and dairy from Amazon Fresh. Get the perfect starters to all your favorite holiday recipes delivered straight to your door. Customers who add their SNAP EBT card on Amazon will also receive budget-saving offers, such as free access to Amazon Fresh and 50% off a Prime membership. Skip the grocery store rush this holiday season with SNAP EBT on Amazon. For more information, to register your benefits, and to start saving today, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And Tennessee Bob just texted me. He says, Nancy Pelosi said yesterday that she served with three presidents. Actually, it was four. Does that make her an election denier? No, quite possibly. Three, four. I mean, we got presidents of the country that believe that there's 57 states. One said, and his vice president now says, I don't know what, there's 54. He's been to all 54 states. I don't know. We've lost three along the way and added some. It just gives you this lack of confidence that the Democrats know anything about math, that they're familiar with math, modern or old math. One plus one doesn't equal two anymore in their world. That's just what it all comes down to. Hey, Chris Chmielewski, speaking of numbers, look at the numbers at the border. Chris Chmielewski is with us, the Numbers USA vice president. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you. Yes, again, the Democrats are proving they just don't know how to count. They can't figure out what the heck is going on, especially when we look at the border. You got Mayorkas saying, oh, no, it's secure. Vice President Harris, nothing to see here. It's all good. What are you talking about? But meanwhile, you know, Fox News shows us footage of people. I mean, they've got, these cameras now, these infrared cameras that are showing us people in mass that are invading our country, Chris. I mean, it's like, wait, how can you deny the obvious?
Yeah, and talking about not understanding math, apparently 230,000 encounters along the border last month means that the border is secure. So I don't know which fantasy world they're living in, but we've talked about this over and over and over, but these numbers just, they continue to get worse and worse and worse. You had a little bit of a dip over the summertime just because it's really hot down there.
Yes. Right.
Now that the weather is cooling off, the numbers are starting to go back up again, and I really do think they're going to continue to go that way, especially following the election results. I mean, they basically think that everybody, they viewed that the election results were a sign off on their policies. So there's
a mandate for this insanity. And the thing is, of course, we're not hearing are the body counts. I mean, how many bodies? I mean, Border Patrol is reporting, an increasing number of bodies that are just found out in the desert. You know, people are dying out there and, making these treks. I mean, this is very dangerous. And it's just like, I guess this is just the cost of doing business, so to speak.
Yeah. I I don't remember the figure off the top of my head, but I do remember one of their reports back in August, I think it was the deadliest month that they had ever had in terms of bodies found. And, of course, you know, August, you're talking about the height of the heat. So that's when people are suffering from dehydration. But it also just goes back to it explains exactly what's happening. You know, the cartels, they're the ones that are helping smuggle these people across the border. And a lot of times, if you don't do exactly what they ask, you know, whether it's carrying drugs on your back or sexual favors or what have you, they'll just dump them and leave them there to starve and die in the middle of the desert.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the thing that, you know, and it amazes me because you have a party that, I guess on one hand, they're so confused. I'm confused with the Democrats anymore. I don't know if they believe in women anymore. I mean, of course, we just put a Supreme Court justice in that couldn't define a woman. And, you know, with all this other stuff that's going on, but I mean, look at, you know, women are being abused, and you would think that the party that, you know, hashtagged everything for so many years and were the champion of women are abandoning women. I mean, they're just a cog in the wheel. They're, you know, they're expendable, I guess, in, you know, as far as the way they operate. And the way they're allowing women to be mistreated, brought into this country, foreigners brought in, allowed to come in through this invasion, this surge that has come through our border, and they're set up as, you know, in human trafficking and sexual exploitation. You know, it's just incredible and heartbreaking to think that here, for the rich history, we're a day away from Thanksgiving and a time to be thankful to God for all the great things that he's given us, and we're participating in a modern day slavery campaign. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I wish that others besides the Fox Newses and the Newsmaxes and the others, there was more mainstream reporting. I mean, it's really a tragedy what's going on down there. You hear the stories you were talking, you know, you're talking about the women, their stories of younger women, whether they be in their teens or early 20s, taking birth control and things like that before they start the journey, because they know that they're probably going to get raped during the smuggling process. It's just horrible what's happening, and it's horrible that not only is our federal government turning a blind eye to it, but they're actually encouraging it, and that our mainstream media just completely ignores it.
Yeah, imagine Joe Biden sending one of his female relatives on a journey, and before they take off, handing them a packet of birth control pills. And I got to tell you, and this is, again, you know, being Hispanic, I understand. I mean, to me, it's just so much into my culture. You know, parents, particularly fathers, how they feel about their daughters, how desperate they must be to risk the lives and the safety of their little girls, their pride and joys, and send them on a trip like this. I mean, it boggles my mind to think, you know, how a father of a young Hispanic girl would give his daughter, you know, birth control pills, knowing that she's going to be abused. I mean, what else do you tell her? Here, take the pills, and when you're sexually assaulted, just go with it. Don't fight it. I mean, what else can you say, right? I mean,
yeah,
and here it is.
And it does. It speaks volumes about what kind of conditions, you know, are present down in Central America and South America. But, you know, we can do a big part. We can, our federal government can help invest down there to try to improve the quality of life down there and the standard of living and try to rebuild the country and help them with their law enforcement efforts. But instead, you know, we'd rather encourage them all to come here instead and make that dangerous trip. So it's really sad. And the sad part is that it was supposed to be VP Kamala Harris who was going to be overseeing that support for those countries to try to take away some of those push factors. And we've seen nothing, at least in the first 18 months of this administration.
Yeah. Vice President Harris, a woman, by our definition. is not, you know, not caring for women. This is disgusting. It's a heartbreak to see what's going on, and that we're paying for all this. Chris, you know, this has got to stop. But it goes back to what we talked about, you and I think a couple of months back, and that is that America has to admit that they're coming here because we have consumers for that kind of that kind of crud. You know, for human trafficking, sex with underage girls and all that kind of stuff, underage boys. Our culture is messed up. You know, that we would be a market for that kind of debased human behavior. And, you know, the onus is on us as a country, as a society, in realizing that we are, you know, we're part of the offense. I mean, because if there wasn't a market, you know, if there wasn't a market for this kind of crud, I want to say something else I almost said, sorry. But if there wasn't a market in this country for it, the cartels wouldn't send them because they couldn't make any money because nobody cares, you know, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's a desire on our end, not just for the crud that you're trying to refer to, but you've also got employers who are willing to exploit these workers. You know, especially with Elon Musk opening up Twitter a little bit, you've seen some more H-1B workers come forward and talk about the conditions that they're working under. And these are people that came here on legal work visas, but they're essentially being treated like slaves, and they're having their foreign worker status, guest worker status held over their heads. If they don't do exactly what their employers ask them to do, then they'll revoke their visa and they have to go home. So it's just it's a demand for certain things, but it's also these unscrupulous employers who also want to abuse workers, and American workers won't stand for it. So they'll tap into foreign workers, whether it be legal or illegal foreign labor.
Exactly. Got about 2 minutes left here, Chris Chmielewski. House GOP now in charge of the House of Representatives. What do you expect?
Yeah. We're hopeful that they're going to move. They're going to move some legislation early on in this next Congress, shortly after the first of the year, that will be pretty comprehensive and address not just the holes that we have in terms of border security, border wall, barriers, technology, things like that, but it also addressed a few of the other things that we desperately need to stop this massive flow of people. Things like closing up the asylum loopholes, ending the discrepancies between how we treat unaccompanied alien children, how we treat family units, and also mandating E-Verify to make sure that employers that are willing to hire illegal aliens are held accountable and can't hire those illegal workers. Mm-hmm. So we're hopeful that that's going to happen. I mean, obviously, I think Kevin McCarthy's move holding the press conference yesterday down at the border was a good sign of things to come. I think it's also him politicking a little bit, trying to get that speakership that he's trying to win some votes over of the more skeptical Republicans. But you know, it's always helpful when potentially the future House Speaker is down on the border and acknowledging the situation and trying to make it public.
Yeah, he got there before the Vice President, didn't he?
He did.
Just saying. Well, you know, and we've got to, next time you come back, we need to go deeper into this to know what is, you know, there's a lot of ambition in this plan. What is realistic? What can they do? What they can't do? Because there's some things that fall in the venue of the executive branch and come only from the president. Chris Chmielewski, thank you, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of